Today's learning should be the initial time. Let's from Shai, my shine near with the best my shine is real for his first time. My shine, Malki, and Brock, my star, Malki, my sister, Ben, Begodina, and his host for all those in and around there to Israel. So we're holding Simon Reish Nun Dalit. We are basically up to the Ramah in Sif Aleph. Right? So just quickly, yesterday we learned this new idea that when I am roasting something over a fire, so it depended. If it was the kind of meat that would require a strong heat, but it would still be ready for tonight, because roasting gets ready faster, then we have a problem of shami yachata. If we're roasting something that would get damaged by raising the heat, because let's say it was a piece of chicken that was chopped up, then we wouldn't have the concern of shami yachata. However, we finished off with saying that if the animal is whole, okay, and it's in the oven, right? So then we had a question, does in the oven literally have to be in the oven or not in the oven, okay? In the tanner or not in the tanner, and it's whole, and then by through opening the door, right, it would ruin the meat, there was okay, right? If the tanner door was sort of sealed up, which would be another reminder, possibly, according to some shittas, and therefore it would be okay, right? Says the Rama, "Ve'ein chilik b'zeh im hu chai legamri in a special ksas." Doesn't make a difference if this is completely raw or partially cooked. Cholzman shechalal haguf shalom, as long as it's a whole animal. Afal b'she'ein alav reishik karoy, even if you took off the head and the lower parts of the leg, it's mikri shalom, and therefore that would be a case that would be allowed because it's not a case that we'd be concerned of shami chata. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on day before we get to the next sheet in the Ramah. The Ein Chilik. Koya kol gavne heter, the gavne issa mevarim besif zeh. All the different situations that we spoke about that were asur or muta, then that what's considered shalem is what the way he describes it. V'da. The chol zeh, all this that we're talking about is talking about roasting. When it comes to a pot, or roasting in a pot, which we described yesterday, the gam kein dinai kikadera also has a rule. Roasting in a pot is considered like a kadera. Yeshchilik ben chayl in a special ksas. There it makes a difference if it's completely raw or partially cooked. When it's raw, we say we can leave it on close to the evening because it's not going to be anyway ready to that night. So you must see if that's bain besar shor bain besar gadiva oif. Uben is special ktsas if it's partially cooked, meaning less partially cooked but less than Michael Brandesoy. I feel a bit ksar diva oif shemi yachata. When it comes to a pot, we are concerned of shemi yachata. They're raising the fire, you're going to cause it to burn. Even the bikaderahu, since it's in a pot, it needs a lot more cooking than if it's roasting on the fire. What's considered partially cooked? We learned about that. That partially cooked means anything up until it's completely cooked. Because you have a special yitzah to the point that if it cooks, when it cooks more, you have a stomach for rabbi. That was the first sheet that we had in the Machab and Reish Nun Gimel, that it has to be cooked to the point that any additional cooking is going to make the food less good. But Yeshayimim Sam Sirilohu, then we had the second sheet, the Mikavich and the special Michael Mendesai, that as long as it was cooked to Michael Mendesai, Nikra Bishel, that's considered cooked, Gomer. And then it would be allowed to leave a food right directly on the fire. So that just recaps an item that we had a number of times already. Okay, now let's go back to the Ramah. Okay. The Yesh Machmirin. There are those who argue. I'm sorry, we had Nispashal Ktsas. I'm sorry, there was one more Mishabura before we get back to the Ramah. That if he just again what we said yesterday, if I put it on a fire and it will be able to will be able to be roasted, and that by the time it comes to the nighttime, it will be roasted enough that it's able to be eaten. A fillet of sash shor muta, then it's muta. We just discussed it. We literally just went through this. What are those two sheets and what's considered cooked enough to be able to leave it on? Okay. The yesh, let's go back to the Ramah now. Okay. The yesh machmir, the dozum who are machmir. Now we'll see that this yesh machmir is not actually machmir in all cases. They have a different view of the whole situation. The betana. The sovereign, the betana tuach betit hakol shari. If your oven is sealed up, meaning you have this the back then, you put the door on and you would take some sort of cement or tar or whatever it is, and you would seal up the door of the oven, everything is mutter. So just so you understand, in our situation, that would be taking the oven and going ahead and putting a lock on it, right? That's tuach betit. It's closed up, and you have a reminder if you open it. Or in reality, removing the knobs. That's tuach betit. Okay? That would be our version of tuach betit. So according to the Shita, as long as you have this, everything is muta. Ba'agabia eshi megula, if it's on a fire that's open, hakalasar, it doesn't make a difference. Ubetana, shaper, shepiv mechusel she'ena tuach betit. What about you have it in an oven and the door is closed, but it's not sealed up? Then it would depend, is it something that you would need to raise up the fire in order to make it work, or something if you open the door it's going to get ruined, or something that no, that if you that you it's going to be ready tonight, and if you raise up the fire you're going to burn it, or if you open the door you're going to ruin it. So basically this shita holds as follows. Tuach betit, locked up, remove the knobs, you can do anything, okay? Now, we got to just be careful over here. The Chazon Ish holds that tuach betit is the same as removing the knobs, except there's a shaila that on top of the stove, on an open fire, whether you can argue tuach betit or not. So therefore, we're knowing not to rely on it. So removing the knobs for putting a pot on the fire, that doesn't help. But possibly removing, according to the Shita, if I want to put something in that's only in the special partially into the oven, and it's tuach betit, I can remove the knobs, and that's enough, and that would be sufficient. However, if it's not tuach betit, meaning I didn't remove the knobs in our situation, or I didn't put a lock on the oven door, okay, then it would depend. If it's going to get ruined if I raise the fire, then it's okay. If it's going to get ruined if I open the door, then it's okay. Here, opening the door doesn't really help because the knob is outside. So let's leave that out in our situation. But if it would benefit from a raised fire, right? And it's not tuach betit, according to the Shita, would be usher. And the Ramah says this is the way we're knowing. Now, let's see this inside the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh machmir. And they say as follows. If it's tuach betit, hakol shari, right, Suleiman? I feel a bit of in the special ktsas, partially cooked. You tuach betit, you're okay. The loichashin and yiftachenu biyachata came and choose sasim betit. We're not worried you're going to open it since it's sealed up. Vein and muchalachata, it's not so easy. You have this barrier. They have this reminder. The choilik bezer adas amachaber shemachmir bezer. They argue with the machaber shita that disagrees. Ukamoshi kasa b'siv katan yud aleph. V'hada nakar Ramah ben lashon v'yesh machmirin. This that the Ramah used the word yesh machmirin. Afagav l'inyazehu kula. In this situation, that if it's tuach betit, it's actually a kula, meaning that once I remove the knobs or I lock my oven, I can do everything, even the things that the first sheet has said you can't do. However, the mishum de betzli da'anon kaimebehu chumru kadol kame. Since this, when it actually comes to tzli, this is a chumru, that's why I use the word yesh machmir, but there are certain situations that this shita is actually being mekel. When he says on top of the fire, it doesn't mean that it's literally sitting on the fire, on the coals, because the bezer, sitting directly on the coals, everyone will agree is us, right? Next to the fire, what he means to say, not that it means not sitting on the fire, just coming to say that according to the Shita, that unlike the Mechaber that made a difference between Bessar Shar and Bessar Gedi, right, in the first Shita, Over here, he's not making a difference. The ikar is it two achpatit? Is it not two achpatit? If it's not two achpatit, then what are we? Oh, do we have a concern of shami yichata? Do we not have a concern of shami yichata? Completely depending on the situation. As we explained previously. Okay, so that now, where does it make a real difference for us? It doesn't make that much a difference for us since. Just to summarize again, on top of the fire, we only do things with a blech. In the oven, there's a question if you need a blech or not. Some say to put a piece of silver foil on the bottom, so there is some sort of blech. Some say it really doesn't do anything, the piece of silver foil on the bottom. However, in the oven, we are generally only putting in things that are either totally raw, so you're not going to have it till tomorrow, or it's already at a minimum the special Kamaichel Ben Dersoi. If you're putting something in that's not Kamaichel Ben Dersoi and it's partially cooked, then maybe you should put a piece of tape over the knob or over the digital keypad, and then you sort of have Tuach Petit. And since you have Tuach Petit, according to the Shita, which the Rama said is this, I'm trying to just bring this down to where it's negated to us, which the Rama just said is totally okay because you are Tuach Petit because you have this barrier that reminds you that you can't adjust the oven. But again, not necessarily to even do that because in our ovens, the fire are covered. And some say if that's the case, it's anyway covered and therefore you're not going to adjust it. Others say, no, you might adjust it because the way we adjust the fire is by turning the knob. That's the way we adjust it. So that would really be how it applies to us. It was Lamaisa with regards to Chazara, okay? So you can take out from the oven and put it on the blech that we learned already. A lot of go from one to another. However, Chazara back into the oven, I spoke to the Rav about, and the Rav has spoken this about in Shul previously, stuff that you're putting in the oven should either be stuff that you're taking out for Friday night and you're not going to put it back in, or stuff that you're leaving all the way till Shabbos morning and you're not going to take it out and put it back in. Chazara into the oven, he generally says, is not something that we should be doing. Questionable, does the oven have a blech or not? Are you able to make a blech in the oven? It's a question of atmana. There's other issues that come with it. The Rav generally tells people not to do any chazara into the oven. Okay, I know it's a minute early, but we're going to stop over here. Since we're starting a new sif, we'll start that Amir Tzashem on Monday. Shkoyach.